News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. You can add the village of Rothschild to the list of municipalities asking people to run water, but not everybody. Rothschild's Public Works Director Tim Vergara said they have notified the households they would like to have run water, similar to the orders issued in Weston yesterday. He said the big difference is construction of the water lines.
Some of the problems that we're having are people that have poly lines, that they don't have the full copper all the way to the house because you can't defrost them easily. But we're finding that we're having problems on newer mains as well as older mains.
Rothschild joins the rest of the Wausau South Metro area plus Merrill and Mosny with some type of a water run order. Merrill and Rothschild only on selected places. Everybody else run a pencil stream size out of one faucet till further notice. The good news of the day, six-day-old Caden Powell found alive and well this morning alongside of a gas station in Iowa. The acting special agent in charge at Milwaukee's FBI office, G.V. Jones, said the authorities worried about the baby since the very minute that 911 call came in yesterday.
We never stopped worrying. We never stopped giving up hope. And it's cases like this, it's days like today, that most of us do what we do. We're able to celebrate with you today the safe recovery of this child. It's miraculous.
Jones says it's very fortunate the baby is alive, especially with the frigid temperatures. No charges filed yet, but the investigation is continuing. Two U.S. House members from Wisconsin want a federal investigation into the rapid rise of propane fuel prices. La Crosse Democrat Ron Kind and Sherwood Republican Reid Ribble have joined 10 other members of Congress from the Midwest seeking a House committee hearing on the subject. That request made today in a letter to House Energy and Commerce Chairman Fred Upton from Michigan. A fun and interesting thing for families going on tomorrow. Boys and Girls Club teaming up with the YMCA in Wood County to have a father-daughter dance. That's being held at Camp Alexander, Wisconsin Rapids. They're expecting over 50 couples, fathers and their little princesses. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Mostly clear and cold up north. A few clouds to the south of Wausau. Low of 11 below. Saturday, good chance of light snow south of Marathon County. Maybe an inch of accumulation. Total high of 13. Saturday night, partly cloudy down to 2 below. Sunday, partly cloudy, chilly. High of only 9. And sunny, high of 6 on Monday. You can get the six-day forecast and our street-level zoom-in radar 24/7. Just go to WSAU.com/weather. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.